T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right now, in this election year of 2024, President Biden's campaign is continuing to run circles around Donald Trump when it comes to fundraising.
President Biden's fundraiser tonight with two former chief executives will be a blockbuster. It's not just the star power with Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, musical guests Queen Latifah and Lizzo, and moderator Stephen Colbert. The Biden campaign says the Radio City Music Hall event will raise some $25 million, a record haul for a political event. It's a major show of Democratic support for a president with low poll numbers. And spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says his predecessor's appearances send a message.
President Obama and President Clinton strongly support President Biden's leadership.
Leon Panetta, who served under both Obama and Clinton, says he can't think of two better people to help the president improve his reelection pitch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
So this is why Donald Trump is resorting to selling Bibles, and wrote a blog about this. It is posted on our website, also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Website, of course, WWL.com. It's titled, Donald Trump, the Bible Salesman. You're kidding, right? No, we're not kidding. And, you know, I went through some of the things that Donald Trump has said and done that just disqualify him totally as being a salesman of the Bible. It's a $60 Bible. Somebody called earlier and said that you can get the Gideon Bible for free if you just email them, or however you get to the Gideon people, they'll send you one free. But I looked on Amazon.com and Bibles are under $20. So to pay $60 for the King James Version of the Bible, that's a lot. And as Trump has said, it's inspired by the song by Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. It's the God Bless the USA Bible, and he says it's for your soul. And I just, you know, if you vote for Donald Trump, that's your right. Vote for Donald Trump if you want to vote for Trump. But please understand who he is. And this idea of him being a Bible salesman is a joke. And nobody should accept him as somebody who is worthy of promoting the Bible. I mean, I know we're all sinners, but, you know, this is just, it's kind of a pathetic attempt to suck money from the weak and gullible people who just don't have the sense to understand that this is just a dumb idea. So I don't know. It's Easter week. I don't know. Maybe salvation is at hand. But on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, you can read the blog, and also you can comment on it there. And I'll get back to some of your comments a little bit later. Also, Democrat Marilyn Lanz flipped a Republican-held seat in the Alabama State House after running an explicitly pro-choice, pro-IVF platform.
I think this is a giant step forward for Alabama. I think it's a victory tonight for women, for families, for Alabama in general. I want to get down there and repeal the bad ban on no exceptions abortion. I want to protect IVF and contraception, but I also want to be a champion for health care, mental health care, but health care in general.
I think this is amazing. A Democrat, a female, a strong pro-choice candidate winning in Alabama. That is huge. Is it a sign? I don't know. We're going to be looking for signs as this election year continues. And I'm sure you've heard this in the news. Former vice presidential nominee and longtime Senator Joe Lieberman passed away the other night at the age of 82.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old.
Let's be clear about this. I don't think John McCain selected Sarah Palin. I think the Republican Party shoved Sarah Palin down McCain's throat. And that was a disaster because Sarah Palin was worthless. She was a disaster. And they also made John McCain move from his moderate position to a conservative position on issues. They did the same thing with Mitt Romney. And so the Republican Party has made some big mistakes in the past trying to go right when they should have let these people just be who they really are, moderate Republicans. And I thought at the time that it would have been really awesome for a Republican to select a Democrat or for a Democrat to select a Republican. And we've talked about this on the show, that I think that would go a long way toward starting to maybe help heal the great divide that we have between the two parties by having a ticket that has both parties represented on the on the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.